Chapter 21, Section 2. The Triumphs of a Crusade. Before you read. In the last section, you read how African Americans began challenging the nation's racist systems. In this section, you will read how civil rights activists broke down many racial barriers and prompted landmark legislation. Riding for Freedom. Who were the Freedom Riders? Freedom Riders were protesters who rode buses with the goal of integrating buses and bus stations. In 1961, a bus of Freedom Riders was attacked in Anniston, Alabama, where a white mob burned the bus. Another instance occurred when a group of Nashville students rode into Birmingham, Alabama, where they were beaten. Attorney General Robert Kennedy ordered a reluctant bus company to continue to carry the Freedom Riders. When Freedom Riders were attacked in Montgomery, Alabama, the federal government took stronger action. President Kennedy sent 400 U.S. Marshals to protect the Freedom Riders. The Interstate Commerce Commission banned segregation in all travel facilities, including waiting rooms, restrooms, and lunch counters. Question 1. Name two ways the government tried to help the Freedom Riders. Standing Firm. What happened in Birmingham? Civil rights workers soon turned their attention to integrating Southern schools. In September 1962, a federal court allowed James Meredith to attend the all-white University of Mississippi. However, Mississippi's governor refused to admit him. The Kennedy administration sent in U.S. Marshals. They forced the governor to let in Meredith. Another confrontation occurred in 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama. There, King and other civil rights leaders tried to desegregate the city. Police attacked activists with dogs and water hoses. Many Americans witnessed the attacks on television. They were outraged by what they saw. Eventually, Birmingham officials gave in. They agreed to end segregation in the city. The growing civil rights movement impressed President Kennedy. He became convinced that the nation needed a new civil rights law. Kennedy called on Congress to pass a sweeping civil rights bill. Question 2. What was the outcome of the demonstrations in Birmingham? Marching to Washington. What did the Civil Rights Act of 1964 do? President Kennedy's Civil Rights Bill outlawed discrimination based on race, religion, national origin, and gender. It also gave the government more power to push for school desegregation. Civil rights leaders wanted Congress to pass the bill, so they staged a massive march on Washington, D.C. On August 28, 1963, more than 250,000 blacks and whites marched into the nation's capital. There, they demanded the immediate passage of the bill. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke to the crowd. He called for peace and racial harmony in his now famous "I Have a Dream" speech. Several months later, President Kennedy was assassinated. Lyndon Johnson became president. He won passage in Congress of Kennedy's Civil Rights Act of 1964. Question 3. Name two things the Civil Rights Act of 1964 did. Fighting for voting rights. Where did workers try to register African Americans to vote? Civil rights activists next worked to gain voting rights for African Americans in the South. The Voting Project became known as Freedom Summer. The workers focused their efforts on Mississippi. They hoped to influence Congress to pass a Voting Rights Act. Meanwhile, civil rights activists challenged Mississippi's political structure. At the 1964 Democratic National Convention, SNCC organized the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, MFDP. The new party hoped to unseat Mississippi's regular party delegates at the convention. Civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer spoke for the MFDP at the convention. She gave an emotional speech. As a result, many Americans supported the seating of the MFDP delegates. However, the Democratic Party offered only 2 of Mississippi's 68 seats to MFDP members. In 1965, civil rights workers attempted a voting project in Selma, Alabama. They met with violent resistance. As a result, Martin Luther King Jr. led a massive march through Alabama. President Johnson responded by asking Congress to pass a new Voting Rights Act. Congress passed the Voting Rights Act of 1965. The law eliminated state laws that had prevented African Americans from voting. Question 4. Name 2 states where civil rights workers tried to register blacks to vote.